Blog Talk Radio.
All that I am or ever hope to be lies in your hands. You are my destiny. When you are in my arms, I rule the world. And when we're far apart, how cruel the world. All that I want,
all that I want
is to be near to you, to spend my life,
spend my life
making it clear to you. You are my heart, my soul, my dream come true. All that I am, because of you. All that I want,
all that I want
is to be near to you, to spend my life,
spend my life
making it clear to you. You are my heart, my soul, my dream come true. All that I am because of you.
Because of you. Because of you.
Cha cha cha.
Hey guys. Hi. Yeah. I was late. Yeah.
Oh, good afternoon, Jenny.
Well, kind of, I guess. At least I'm here.
Did you have trouble getting on the show?
Oh, no. I just kind of lost the ability to tell what time it was, I think.
Uh-oh. Running a little late. Okay. You overslept. Okay.
Oh, Lord Almighty, I swear. But, yeah, it's like, okay. Things just are coming to attention today that just aren't cooking right along the way they're supposed to. I talked to my brother-in-law, and he was sending me a paper to sign and all that stuff because we're working on. Well, he called me and let me know he sold that car. He had somebody come along, gave him a cash offer. And so he,
cool.
I said, well, I don't have the paper. Have you even sent it? It's no, I sent it a week ago. And I guess we're going to wait for it then because it's not here. And come to find out, he sold the house instead of keeping it. So I don't think he really knows what he's doing, but he sold the house instead of keeping it, and that's closing this next Wednesday, and so he needed to have the car out, so somebody came by and gave him a cash offer on the car, and I said, well, what'd you get for it? He goes, well, they offered me cash, $5,500, and I took it. I said, you stupid. You just screwed yourself out of a whole lot of money for that car.
Yeah, a 57 Chevy would bring... Possibly, how much do you think?
$20,000.
What? Wow.
Yeah, it's got a triple coat of mirror black on black finish. It's been taken off the frame. Everything, completely, every bolt taken off the frame, completely and totally repaired and redone. They had to cut a piece out of the quarter panel, and my brother, you know, they got a new piece, and he did all the welding and all that. He's done all that. They did the painting, and he's a perfectionist. He did the painting. He didn't like it, so he took it all off and did it over again. And, yeah. And even the engine has been redone completely, every bolt, every spring. And it just, yeah. If he had actually followed through and paid somebody to put that car back together, he could probably got $30,000 for it.
Wow.
And that's if he sold it cheap.
Mm. Wow.
And, oh, my Good. Lord. He, yeah. So, yeah, he just, hey, he screwed himself out of a whole lot of money, but it's kind of like, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm getting 25% of that, but I'm not worried about whether I'm getting 25% of this. I could have got 25% of that, you know, whatever. I'm not going to do that simply because it doesn't matter what I'm getting. It's 25% more than I would have had otherwise, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it does
yeah.
make you kind of
say. John just said 20 to 40,000.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm.
If he had had somebody, if he had hired somebody to put that car together, every part, every bolt, the interior has been redone. Everything was brand new, restored. It just needed to be put together.
Well,
and in typical Fred fashion, he got in a hurry. And instead of figuring out a way to get it done right, he just got it done quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't put one bolt back into a bolt hole in that. He didn't put the body back together. He didn't do anything. He sold it in pieces the way it is. The guy's got to come and find all the pieces, and he's going to take it back in pieces. But, yeah, he And I didn't really yell at him because I just figured, hey, you know, if I had stuck by my guns and said, no, that's my car, get it here, then I would have had to pay somebody to put it together and do all that stuff, you know. And this way, I didn't have to do anything for it. But
that's a big loss.
That is a killer difference. That is a killer difference. You know, it really is. $5,500 when he could have got $30,000 for it if he had it put together. $20,000 if he'd sold it really cheap. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I called him an idiot. So I
well, that was probably the proper word.
And he said, I know, but I just didn't have time. I says, Fred, you had all the time in the world. You make
a
deal.
Yeah, he didn't have to rush into that.
Fred, you make a deal. And then I happened to think, after I'd said that, nope, he's not his brother. That is for sure. So just leave it lie. Don't worry about it. It's out of your life. It's out of your hands. You didn't have anything you could have done about it. So just don't worry about it. I mean, what else can I do, right? I wasn't there. But, yeah, my ex was the wheeler dealer. And he had spent, he bought that car in 1984. He bought it.
What did he pay for it?
Oh, what did he pay for it? $8,000, $8,500?
Mm-hmm. But it
was
not in good shape.
No, it was in running shape. It wasn't restored shape.
Yeah. Well,
I won't say it wasn't in good shape. He drove it for 2-3 years before he decided to restore it. So, you know.
There's nothing you can do about it now. It's too late.
There's nothing I could have done about it before because I don't have possession of the car, you know?
Right.
If I wanted to be a stinky butt, I could have said, hey, you know what? My name's on the title. It's my car. And he could have retaliated. He wouldn't have, because I know Fred, but he could have said, well, it's here in pieces. You get somebody to come and get all the pieces and ship them to you, and you got your car.
Yeah.
He didn't do that, you know.
Oh, gosh.
He wouldn't have done that,
You're starting to cut out. You're starting to cut out.
Well, I can't do anything about that. It's either my internet or it's Blog Talk. So, well, anyway, as long as I've got this right here, let's get another song started, and maybe it'll straighten up. This is one that John sent for Thursday, and I didn't have time to play it, but I'm going to play it now. It's the guy's real name is Eddie Owens, and that's O-U-W-E-N-S, Dutch. He was a Dutchman. He was born May 30th of 1946 in Rotterdam. And he is nowadays a music producer and a musician. But he, at one point, did recording and stuff. And his name that he used for that was Danny Mirror. Maybe you've heard about it. You've heard his name. I don't know. But he did this. He is a very big Elvis fan. And he used the name Danny Mirror when he recorded this. And it's called I Remember Elvis Presley.
Best of My Love. And the next song is really quite self-explanatory. It comes from Danny Mirror.
I remember Elvis Presley. Lord, how I love to. Elvis Presley, and he won't ever set me free. Like he was singing, now or never. He's just a golden memory. Good luck, Charlie. Good luck songs, we need them ever. Again, again, I'll play your song. Cause in my mind you haven't gone. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss him? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? I remember Elvis Presley. Lord, how I love to hear him sing. So I'll adore him just forever. Elvis Presley, and he won't ever set me free. Like he was singing, now or never. He's just a golden memory.
Danny Mirror. And I remember Elvis Presley. Right, it's now Join In with Top of the Pops and Legs and Company time.
All right. That was really kind of a nice song. He surprised me. I wasn't really expecting much. But
yeah, that's sweet. That, nice lyrics.
Yeah, it turned out to be a pretty nice song. A lot of those that get done like that, they're just kind of, okay, hurry up, write a song so we can cash in on this, you know.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that might have been what was behind this, but it actually turned out pretty decent. And I don't know if Danny Meurer was an ETA or not. I don't know. But this is a tribute to Elvis Presley. So he could have been trying to sound like Elvis a little bit. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. He failed.
Well, yeah,
but
everybody failed. No one can compete.
I know.
No
exactly.
One.
Exactly.
No
well,
exactly
my friend can come pretty close, but the only reason he only comes close is because he doesn't try to sound like him. He says that's an insult because nobody can do it.
Mm.
He said he thinks that it's an insult to Elvis Presley to try so hard to sound like him because nobody can really be sounding like Presley. I have heard him when he was a little bit younger. I heard a recording, though, and he comes awfully close, and
wow.
He insists that he doesn't try because his voice is naturally similar, so he doesn't, he on purpose doesn't try to sound like him, he says, because that just, he would fail, and he thinks that would be an insult rather than an honor, and the voice, the way he is, does more honor. Elvis when he sings. So it's kind of like, okay, the one person that sounds a lot like him just all on its own, and that's how he's leaving it. And that's okay. You know, I don't mind because he loves Elvis music and he does that to honor Elvis. And I think that's really, really sweet. That's really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Yeah. Okay, I am going to play an Elvis song now. And no, it's not the one that Elvis gave me. It's the one that I want to play. So here you go. Enjoy it. You can swoon if you want to, but I'd rather you didn't. Just take it to your heart. Such a wonderful, wonderful song. It's called I Need Your Love Tonight.
Oh, oh, I love you so.
Oh, oh.
I can't let you go.
Thank you.
I love that. You know, I love that. It's like, yes, yes. And if you ever want to let somebody know that message, play that song. Because that's what it says. I need your love tonight. Or any time, you know, morning, midnight, 2 a.m., noon, whenever, you know. It all works. It all works. Now, you guys remember, was it last week? I played a song by the Wombles. Yeah.
I don't recall the name of the song.
What was the name of the song? Anyway, doesn't matter. It was a Womble song. But John sent me another one.
Oh,
and this is
the, oh my.
Yes, this is the Wombles singing the Wombling song. So have fun. Now that was a proper ending. Yes. That was a very proper ending. Oh, yes, yes. Anne has it. The song that we played before was Remember You're a Womble.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and it's like, how can I remember something I never knew?
That's the truth. Was he drinking vodka that day he chose that song? That was today, right?
Oh, no, he did. Remember You're a Womble or the Wombling song?
The one today.
No, that's one that he picked for me to play for Thursday, and I didn't have time to get it in, so I didn't play it.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's he might have been. He might have had a really tall, cold screwdriver that day.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that he'll probably never tell. He'd probably be smart not to. Some knowledge is better left unseminated. So, you know, that's okay. No dissemination of stupid stuff that we shouldn't know. But, yeah. You know, like it's like kind of like as much as I've said I'm not going to get drunk anymore because last time I was falling down drunk and that was really stupid. And then all of a sudden, me having 5 or 6 tequila shots and coming on tomorrow and said, "Hey guys, I got falling down drunk last night." Now that would become stupid. Yeah. That would really be kind of stupid. You don't do
honest.
Things like, huh? Well, yeah, but if you're going to do something you said you were never going to do, you'd be better to keep your mouth shut and not tell anybody. No, I didn't do that. Please don't ask me. Then I don't have to lie. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay, oh, thought, Jimmy, you have another good Elvis song.
Oh, I do. And I am in the process of going, "Where are you?" Because, okay, it's down this way. Yes, I am actually looking for one. It's another one that John sent me today. And the video of it is a video of his June 77 concert, okay, with the sundial suit and all that.
Was this this last concert? Yeah.
Okay. Well, he wore that jumpsuit for more than just one concert. That was his last series.
I know, but the one in June was his last one.
The one in June was his last one. Yes, I'm assuming this is the one in June because the footage looked like the footage that I saw from the June concert. Okay, but it's not labeled as such, so I can't say for 100% sure that it is, because it is different music. It matches, you know, it matches what his mouth is, what words his mouth is forming and everything, but what he did in the concert was not a cappella. This is labeled as a cappella. But it's also labeled as a live performance. So, personally, I think the guy that actually did the video is out to lunch and maybe on booze. But anyway, it's labeled as a live performance. But, you know, they can do wonders with cut and paste nowadays. So, it's possible that it was not originally a cappella, but he could take the music out of it and leave the voices. That is something that they can do technically too. So I don't know how it got to be a cappella, but here is Unchained Melody.
Oh, my love, my darling, I hungered for your touch. Alone, time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much for you. Still, coming home, wait for me, my love.
God speed to
I think that might have been that performance, and they just took the music tracks and silenced them. Because technically,
maybe
they
so, kind of went, I do see them. Here where he said it was June the 26th.
Well, you know, I just said June of 77.
So, but it still could have been done, what you're talking about, yeah.
Yes.
But I tell you what,
yes.
He does not need a backup. His acapella is awesome.
He does perfect a cappella. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Good grief. I have never heard anybody be able to keep every note on pitch a cappella through a whole song the way that he could do. And I bet he still
mm-hmm.
can. I bet he still
oh,
can.
Oh, I'm sure. Sure he can.
Huh. That could be interesting. Okay.
Hey, what do you want to do?
Oh, sing me a song a cappella and keep on key.
I don't think he ever had trouble keeping on key.
I don't think he
maybe
did.
In rehearsal. I bet in rehearsals he didn't.
Only if he did it on purpose, or he was trying to get something else right and wasn't paying attention. You know, if he was actually
yeah.
singing the song, he was on key. Music or no music, he's on key. So, anyway, he sent me a song this morning that I've never heard before.
Okay.
But it's totally awesome. It's one of those songs to where you dedicate this one to the one that holds your heart. Because yeah, it's one of those songs. And do you guys remember the name Wanda Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wanda Jackson is the one that sings this song. So, and if I'm remembering right, I'll say this for those of you that don't remember or didn't know in the first place. If I'm remembering correctly, Wanda Jackson was Elvis' girlfriend at one point in time for a while. So, turned out she could sing, and she went with it. So, here is Wanda Jackson, and she's doing a song, like I say, dedicate it to the one you love, because it's perfect. It's called The Keeper of the Key.
And God will be the keeper
Heard. And that's the songs that were done by John J.B. Burroughs. Right?
Yes.
Now, you're going to know who that is if you're a fan at all. If you're not a fan, just listen to it and you'll know who it is. There's no mistaking it. You can't think, oh, no, that's not. It has to be somebody else because it's not somebody else, okay?
Right.
Exactly. I've got them in my studio as John J.B., a.k.a. Elvis. So here is one of my favorites that JB did, and I remember listening to him doing these songs when he was doing them. I happened to find him online, and I thought, I know who that is. I know that voice perfectly, and you can tell them because the songs that he recorded at that time, the video of it is like looking at a stereo, a deck player. Sometimes you can see the karaoke screen and a big speaker, and they all have that on the video. And
right.
That page, I loved that page. I went to listen to that page every day. And
There are a lot of songs there, too. There are so many of them.
Well, I have taken on the project, and I have finished this project, actually, of putting all of the John J.B. Burroughs recordings that I could find on a memory stick. And the one criterion for me to be sure they were J.B.'s songs was that they had that video on them that showed the recording equipment that he was using. And if I remember correctly, there's 80 of them. So
he says 63.
Well, that's the thing, is there could be a couple of duplicates in there. There could be a couple of them that are actually someone else for our label, JB, so I do make allowances for that. But my computer did account when I did that and told me that I had 80 songs. So,
well, there still is a lot of them, and he did a great job on those, too.
Yes.
Wonderful job.
Yes.
You know what he's doing it on karaoke.
And beautiful obviously, music. Yeah, he's doing it on karaoke. And obviously, I am going to have to go through, double check, make sure that each one is a JB song, because I don't want anything on there that is labeled erroneously. And I can tell when it's JB. I can tell when it's JB. So here is one of my favorites that he did, and it is on the Elvis Found Alive CD. And the name of the song is Every Breath You Take.
Watching every move you make, baby.
Okay. Now, I have figured out where the discrepancy in the numbers, the count of the J.B. Burroughs songs comes from. That discrepancy comes from the fact that John says that the songs on that CD don't count. Okay, there's 15 songs on that CD. Only 14 of them are on YouTube at this point in time. But I counted those as the individual songs instead of part of the CD that didn't count. I counted those. So that, and if there are 63, and then you add 14, that would be 87. But, you know, well, no, not 87. You know what I mean. My count's all screwed up. But when you take away those that are on that CD, and then you account for two or three duplicates that I probably have, that brings the count to the 63. So, they're all on the discrepancy songs. There's 15 songs on the Elvis Found Alive CD, and take my word for it, you need that CD. You need that CD. I made the mistake of letting it sit on, oh, Lord Almighty, that was just such a traumatic find. I had the car parked out in the sun one day, and I left my CD.
Melted.
Well, I left it on the seat. I left it on the seat with the windows rolled up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It,
well, listen, John did say, too, that those songs were done in 2016 and 17.
Yeah, 2016, 2017. Some of them are 2012. The Elvis Found Alive CD was 2012. The J.B. Burroughs songs he did record in 2016 and 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was listening in 2017. So that was really cool. I missed that, but you know, that page got hacked. He didn't have any choice. He had to abandon it. But then too, the dinglebutts that were listening kept saying, oh, please, show us a picture of yourself. Show us a picture of yourself. And they were too silly to realize that he had put a picture of himself, a fairly current picture of himself. It just happened to be reworked in a psychedelic poster fashion, you know, where they've got the different colors for shadows, and it wasn't a regular picture. They had mucked with the colors a little bit, and people were just too stupid to look at it and realize what it was. So
Elvis is Alive sign?
No, this is a J.B. Burroughs Facebook page that I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't mix those two together, because the J.B. Burroughs Facebook page, the songs that he recorded as J.B. Burroughs was on there in 2016, 2017. The CD, Elvis Found Alive, had 15 songs on it that were done in 2012. So even though it says John Burroughs, they were separated by 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, the only way you can lump them together is to say that John Burroughs did all of them. Yeah, he did.
Right. You know, I like the Nora Silva songs, too, that he did.
Oh, yeah. We got to wait till that information gets out a little bit more, but, you know, if he would send those to me, I'd play them. I paused to let that kind of sink in, you know. But yeah, I love those. And there's another name that he did some recordings under. There's two other names he did some recordings under. But until a man wants to make those public with information they're going to stay in the little, yes, they're there, you can hear them, but I'm not telling you who it is type of a category.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Exactly.
So someday everybody will hear them, everybody will know. So it's just a question of waiting till it's time. Yeah. And I do have two more. One is an Elvis song that John sent me this morning, and one is another JB song. But we're going to play something else in the meantime. We're going to go back to the 60s. And y'all remember the name Donovan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And right now, I'm looking for it right now. Come on, I know I'll put you in here. Don't be, there it is. Okay, I was going to say, don't disappear on me, please. Don't make me cry. and I've already got a headache, so don't do that. Okay, this is by Donovan. John sent this to me this morning. Now, y'all know that Donovan is a favorite artist. This song was good even when it came out in the 60s, and it just kind of, it's like fine wine. It seems to get bitter with age. So this is a Donovan song called There Is a Mountain.
Up on my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. Look up on my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. Caterpillar sheds his skin to find a butterfly within. Caterpillar sheds his skin to find a butterfly within. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain. Oh, one needs blinding sight to see as it lies on yonder hillside. Look up on my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. Look up on my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within.
Now, you know that dude's tripping, right? You know that dude is tripping. First there's a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. He's on something.
What?
He's on something. And it's got to be good to have a mountain coming and going like that. I wonder if it walks or just fades out of sight. I used to think that when I was hearing it back in the 60s, like, hey, I wonder what he's on. Tripping. Yes. You know, it just, little things like that, just makes things fun. What can I tell you? Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Back then, it was okay to assume that when they had some weird songs like that, that they were either drunk or high on something. Because about 60, 65% of the time, you'd be right. So like Three Dog Night.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, what song is it? Oh, yeah. Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. They did that one, and they did an interview once, and they asked him, where did you get the lyrics for that song? And he says, well, I was kind of drunk one day, and we had to go in and do a recording session, and we had put this music together but didn't have songs for it yet, and the record producer said, hey, make something up, I just want to hear what it would sound like. He goes, so
yeah,
those are the lyrics, I just made those up as we were singing it and playing it so he could hear it, and we decided to leave it like that. Okay, I don't think I ever would have admitted that, but he did. So
that's
good. Yeah,
all
right,
funny.
Then, dude. Whatever. I hope you had fun doing it, because it's weird. But that's okay. That's okay. All right. I've got one. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I'm sitting here going, tripping through this song list and looking at all of these titles and going, what am I looking for? What am I looking for? And it's like, I don't know. Maybe you should look and find out what you're looking for.
Just play what you see first.
Oh, guy, you know, my head hurts. And I'm talking pounding. So please forgive me if I have blank spaces sometimes. Like I'm looking for something and I'm scrolling through the whole list and not finding what I'm looking for because I forget what I'm looking for. But you know what? That's how it goes. And, okay, how did I put this in here then? Come on, Jennifer. Get your together. What are you doing? Okay. All right, it'll be back in here. Try the eyes. Man, you know, I got to do something about this. This is just getting impossible. Uh-huh. And I might find it and I might not. And I'm just about ready to quit because I can always look it up later. Well, you know what? We're going to find something else that I know I can find and I don't have to search so hard for and wouldn't you know, right as I say that, I find it. Okay. And this is one I know John likes because he gave it to me for Thursday and he gave it to me again for today. So this is Roxette. And from the look, this is the UK. This is UK. It's Roxette doing a song called It Must Have Been Love.
Thank you.
All right. I like her voice.
That song was from Dirty Dancing, wasn't it?
No. No.
It wasn't?
Believe me, I have watched Dirty Dancing, that movie. I have watched that approximately 20 times, 18 times, something like that. No, that song is not in that movie. Sorry. That one falls short. Nope.
No, I know what it was from. It was from Pretty Woman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's possible. I've only seen that movie once. So if that's possible, that's possible. I just know it's not from Dirty Dancing. I know that movie.
Okay.
Gotta watch.
Well, if
that's
I find one enough,
time.
It usually comes soon.
Oh, yeah. Stuff that you do know, even if you can't think of it right when you want it, it'll pop in your brain about 2 hours later. Or in the middle of the night, you'll sit bolt straight upright in bed going, that's it!
Yeah.
Only if I sit bolt upright in bed, it's usually because a nightmare woke me up and I'm going, no, no, no! That doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. So, okay. All right. Now, what I'm going to do now is I want to play, I got two requests today. And yes, Rhonda has sent me a request for Sunday. Victoria is going to resend a request for Sunday. So I can take one more. I don't want to fill up everything with requests and then not be able to play John's music and my music. Say so I'm keeping it to like three requests, first come, first serve. All right? So for today, I have a request from Gwen and a request from Victoria. And I'm going to save Victoria's because that I used to sing that song, and that's a firecracker song. And to answer your question on that, Victoria messaged and asked, didn't there used to be one more Pointer Sister? And no, there's only three Pointer Sisters. There were at one point four members of Sister Sludge. So that's what my memory's telling me at any rate. If you need to know, Google it. If I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I've been wrong before, but I've been right, too. So, but I think you're thinking of Sister Sludge. You know, we are family. I got all my sisters with me. That kind of a thing. But anyway, we got a good Pointer Sister song today. It's whoa. But first, and if Anne and I don't know if Susan's still in there or not, but if she hangs around, she's going to need a shower later. So that's a hint, guys, that's a hint. But right now I am going to play an Elvis song that John sent me this morning. And this is a live version, and this is a song that just, it not about breaks my heart. But it's a good song, and that's why it breaks my heart. It's a good song. It's My Boy.
I guess. You're sleeping, son, I know, but really this can't wait. I wanted to explain before it gets too late. For your mother and me, love has finally died. This is no happy home, but God knows how I tried. Because you are my boy, you are my life, my pride, my joy. And if I say because of you, my boy. I know it's hard to understand. Why did we ever start? We're more like strangers now, each acting out of part. I've laughed, I've cried, I've
lost ever again. Taking all I can take, but I'll stay here just the same. Because you're all I love, my boy. You are my life, my pride, my joy. And if I stay, I stay because of you, my boy.
Say, boy, you haven't heard a word, perhaps. It's just this world. Why spoil your little dreams? Why put you through the hell? Life is no fairy tale, and one day you will know. But now you're just a child. I'll stay here and watch you grow.
Because you
That's one of those songs that it just grabs you, and you get to listening to it so intently that sometimes you don't notice when it's over. Your heart and your mind continue on with it, and it's it breaks your heart. It breaks your heart. That's a sad song. If you guys listen to that, that's a sad song.
Yes, it is.
My word,
it is sad.
Oh gosh, he does such a good job on it. You kind of don't care if it's sad. You want to hear it anyway, because it's just such a powerhouse emotional song.
Yeah,
and that's what really makes
it
good. Yes, that's what makes it good. It's not a Pablum and Milk namby pamby movie song. And I'm not going to say what movie I was thinking of when I said that either. So we're just going to leave that one lie.
Oh, Penny, now come on. You can't
do
that to us.
Oh, no. Well, everybody might have a different idea of what movie it is that has dingy little namby-pamby songs, you know. And all his movies have at least one or two namby-pamby songs, but sometimes they come up with one or two good songs, you know. But there are a couple of movies that are just namby-pamby. That's Milk and Pablum, Gishy Squishy, you know, that kind of no meat. And, you know, okay, maybe they go with the movie, but they're probably movies I see once and never watch again. I like watching King Creole, Love Me Tender, and Charo, and there's one other one. Come on, Jennifer.
Flaming Star.
Yes, that's another one. There's four of them that I really, really like. Flaming Star was the fourth one. Yes, thanks, Sue. I just, for some reason, I can't keep all four of them in my mind at the same time. There are a couple of other good movies that are good, but those four are my favorite. Those four are my favorite. I think King Creole has to be at the top of the list, you know. But anyway.
Yeah, that's mine too. That's my favorite song.
King Creole actually had some meat to it.
Yes.
They did a good job on that script, making a movie that actually meant something. And the songs weren't just namby-pamby throw-ins. They actually meant something. You know? They weren't nursery rhymes put to music, so to speak. And that's what I like about that movie, is that it had some meat. It wasn't just a smooth, silky, killing time movie. So that's why I like that one. And same with Flaming Star and Love Me Tender. Love Me Tender had me crying. I mean, you know. And he didn't even know what the heck he was doing in that movie, but he still did a good job. He still did a good job. So, you know, a few of them got it. Most of them don't. And there are a lot of good movie songs, but there are a lot more soupy songs. That's the best word I can come up with on short notice. There's a lot of soup. You know, they're just watered down nothing songs. And most of the movie songs are that way. Some of them are cute, and that's what saves them. But some of them are really, really good. You know, so you just got to pick and choose, because everybody's going to have a different opinion about which song fits in which category. So we're not going to cause an argument over that. I'm just going to say that those are the categories I see, and the songs I put in which category probably aren't going to match anybody else's. So we don't need to go there. But that's, you know, that's just the nature of the movies that they stuck him in. Okay. I've got another song that he sent me this morning, and this is cool. Now, the guy who does it is Carl Denver, okay? The song, which I do like a lot, is Voices of the Highlands.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. I like that song. You know, and I'm part Irish. I'm a big hunk Irish, actually. They keep telling me there's a little bit of Scots in there, but I don't know. I don't know. Mama laid it out for me once, and I can't remember seeing Scots in there, so that's okay. But if there is, hey, I'm all for it. Let's mix them all up and have them get along for a change. What in the heck did you do, girl?
I'm switching handsets. I'm sorry, my other one was going out.
Okay. Well, no, I'll forgive you. If that's what you're doing, I'll forgive you for that. That's okay. That's awesome. That's an acceptable excuse. You can do that and make noise. I'll wonder what it is and ask you about it, but, hey, you know, that's okay. You got to have a headset to
phone.
Yes.
Phone disturbance. Do you know that after my internet was fixed this week, it's still doing the same thing?
So, in other words,
yeah. It's
kind of working, but it's not really fixed?
No, it goes on and off.
That's a network problem, honey. That's a network problem. It's not just an area problem or your house problem. It's their total network that's doing that. And I would take bets if it's doing it right there, it's doing it in Arizona too. So, hey, you know, sometimes when I had that in Arizona, sometimes it just quit and didn't come back on. I think there was twice I couldn't do a show because the internet was gone. So, you know.
Yeah. They came out yesterday and said it was fixed, and then as soon as I left, it started doing it again. So I left Cinema an email, and
okay. We'll
see what happens.
Are we taking any bets on it, or are we just going to leave it live?
Well, no, I tell you what, I'm getting ready as soon as possible here to change carriers because I've had enough of this.
There you go.
It's
there
time
you go.
To change.
Yeah, that's the thing is if they get a really big name, they quit giving the really good service because they figure they don't have to anymore. So, and out here, I have a problem staying connected if I'm flipping between computer files to internet to transferring stuff, downloading, going to my computer to upload, and switching back onto the internet. Then my internet gets confused and says, I don't know what you want. I quit. And so you got to go back in. Yeah, you got to go back in and hook it, you know, restart it again, you know, kind of get it accessed again. And I find when I'm building a show, I'm reaccessing the internet every 3 or 4 minutes. So, you know, it makes it very interesting. And after a while, I think, oh, my Lord, please, please heal this system and make it work for my show. But it always does work for the show. It works, but I'm not going back and forth from computer files to internet files and trying to upload, download all that stuff. So it's just kind of a steady, oh, well, I can do this. This is smooth sailing. We can stay on the lake for this. Okay, fine.
Oh,
but you know,
gosh. I had some really good fast domino music playing on Alexa this morning too when it went out the first time, and messed me up. I thought, my goodness, of all songs to be cutting me off on.
Yeah. Oh, they always wait for your favorite song to come on. Didn't you know that? They go to school to learn that.
Playing.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a special
Red
class.
It was playing Red Sails in the Sunset.
Yeah, there's a special class. They have a special class that they send the computer programs and the logarithms and the access and all that stuff. And Alexa, she went to this school too. They have this special class that says, okay, these are the songs you need to cut out on.
Yeah, I believe it. I do. I really believe that.
Yeah, I'm, you know, hey, people keep telling me it's just a machine, and I don't believe it. I think that sucker can think for itself.
Yeah, she probably takes notes all day on me on what I do and stuff.
Well, you know, honey, I've heard some things. No, I've heard some things about Google and Alexa for your interneting things in your house.
Uh-huh.
But I won't have it in my house. No way.
Well, I do unplug her some.
If they're gonna, you know, because sometimes somebody will find a camera that's working or something like that, and they can turn your camera on your computer, things like that. It's like, no, I want to walk around my house buck naked if I feel like it. I don't want anybody else to see me. I said, just don't have that. Just don't have that. It's okay. I don't need it. If I can't go from one room to the next room, do what I need to do, I don't need it. That's just too flat, lazy for me. So,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
About the time I've been running around the house, and this happens more in the summer than in the winter, folks, but if I've been running around the house, you know, take a shower and just get out of the shower and say, okay, air dry, and around the house, but making their thing. The first time I come back and I find a video on my computer of me running around the house, that's something that I'm going to have to put tape all over this sucker, you know, because no, that's for, nobody right now, just me.
But
I've been with somebody in the past, my ex-fiance that I broke up with a couple, 3 years ago. No, oh my gosh, it was 5 years ago now. But anyway, yeah, I'd run around the house like that. It's not a big deal. But it's also not for the internet, not for other people to be watching and see. No, that is privileged information.
Can you imagine being on Facebook one day and you see yourself running around naked, someone posted it?
Oh, Lord Almighty, that could be one of my nightmares. But, you know,
and if it happened, who knows? You never know.
Well, every once in a while, I'll get something from somebody that says, is this you? And they will have sent me an attachment. I won't open the attachment. If you get anything, don't open that attachment, because it's not you, and it is full of viruses, malware, you know, you name it. Trojan horse has probably got it in it, so you don't want to open that. Don't believe it. They're baiting you with that question, because it's not.
Oh, yeah. I've learned a long time ago not to open things like that. Wow. That can
get
trouble.
Well, I was smart enough that when I got
it will
that.
Go and say, it will say unsafe site. And Norton automatically.
I never even do that. There was one time I tried to open it. There was nothing there. And so I went and I asked a computer geek. He used to work at the radio. Well, he still works at the radio station. He's one of the boss's sons. But I asked him, I said, I got this and there's nothing on it. What do I do with it? He goes, okay, we're going to go clean your computer off, because that's what they put all this bad stuff on your computer with. Don't ever open anything you get like that. Don't ever do that ever again. And I haven't. Because he's really smart about computer stuff, and he said not to do that. So, and I haven't had any problem with it since. I've gotten something like that 3 times since then, but I don't even open it. I just answer them if somebody's actually asking me the question. Like I had a cousin send it to me and actually asked me that question a couple of weeks ago, and I said, I'm not even going to open this, honey. It's not me. Just take my word for it. It's a scam. You shouldn't open it either. Just delete it and forget about it. And I haven't heard anything from him, so I hope he did. Yeah, he's got a charter fishing company up on the Snake Columbia Rivers. And he takes people out to catch the big salmon down towards Portland, and the great big old Jenny, they're the ugliest looking fish. Their head looks like a seal, except that it's got a flat nose. It's a bottom fish. I had it in my mind until I wanted to say it, and then it was gone. So anyway, but he takes them out, and they find those, and you can't keep those. Those are catch and release. But if you get a 5 to 6 foot long one, that's not uncommon.
Yeah.
And my son used to raise them on a fishing farm because you can't go catch them wild and keep them. So, it was,
yeah.
I almost had the name of it again. Oh, well, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I ain't never going to see one. I'm never going to taste one. That's okay with me. I have a song that Gwen sent in and requested that we play. It's by John Layton. And we've heard songs by him before. Chickens comes to mind. But it's called Son, This Is She. I've never heard of it before, but I like it. You know, you hear some songs. Yeah, that's a good song.
I can find some good ones. Yeah, that's pretty good. I've never heard that before either. No.
And sometimes you hear songs that you've never heard of and have never heard, and you think, why? Why didn't this one even make it on the radio? Why didn't we ever hear of this one? And that's one of them. That's one of them. But evidently they heard of it in South Africa. Gwen sent that to me. So we're good.
Hmm.
We're good. Okay. I have, I'm going to do the Pointer Sisters song now that I told you about earlier, Victoria sent to play. And this was from 2006, this particular one. The actual song, Fire, came out in the 80s. I believe it was the 80s. Anyway, that's when I sang it. So, but this is, it's good. It's really good. But I think when they say 2006, I think that's either the year of this performance or the year that this person posted it. So, either way, it's from before. I'll look it up and let you know exactly from when it was from, when it was released. Come on, you can go back faster than that. Okay, there we go. This is the Pointer Sisters, and this is a live performance of a song called Fire. Yes, that was released by the Pointer Sisters in October of 1978. So when they put this 2006 on there, that's probably when they posted it on YouTube or when they got the video all done up or whatever. Anyway, the release date for that song was 1978. And there were, at various times, there were five people who belonged to the Pointer Sisters, but never more than, I think there's always three at one time, and then once when they were transitioning one of their members, they had four for a short time until they had worked that fourth lady in, and three sisters and a niece. at that point in time. And then later there was a gal named Bonnie or whatever, but they did not have 4 and 5 people all at once except for that one short time when they worked the niece into it, and then one of the primary members left. So that's the skinny on that for you, Victoria. Hope that answers your question a little bit better than I had before, darling. I've got one that John sent me this morning, and this is totally cool. I love it. JB recorded this, and he did it while he was taking requests on the JB Burroughs Facebook page. And I'm going to leave it till the very end because he says the date that he recorded this on. And this is one he gave me, and he said, play this because maybe this one will give people the idea of who John really is. Okay? So this was recorded by John J.B. Burroughs, and I always say, a.k.a. Elvis. And this is Just Tell Her Jim Said Hello.
Ramona's sitting right over there. I know that face anyway. I'd run up and embrace her, but I'm ashamed to face her. Just tell her John said hello. I like to pull her on my heart, but I don't know where to start. I like to tell her what I'm really feeling, but just tell her John said hello. Just tell her John said hello. Just tell her John said hello. Don't tell her I'm feeling blue. That's just between me and you. Don't say I'm thinking of her. Don't tell her I still love her. Just tell her John said hello. Just tell her John said hello. Just tell her Jim said hello. That was for Ramona, October 11th, 2017.
There you go. October 11th, 2017. Now that you guys were listening, right? So that let you know. That let you know who John is. If you were listening, you know who John is. Because that gives it away right there. Yay! Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. I don't know if Susan is still with us. I hope she's listening. And she needs to turn the water on in the shower. Get it ready. Because... because Elvis sent me this morning. There it is. Okay. I've got 5 different versions of it in my studio, and so I have to make sure I find the right one. This one was done live in Memphis on March 20th, 1974. Steamroller Blues.
I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll over you.
I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll over. I'm gonna catch your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. I'm a seaman mixer, a trainer and a burn fun. I'm a seaman mixer, a trainer and a burn fun. I'm a demolition derby, a hefty hunk of steaming junk.
Okay, you guys got your showers working, and you can refresh yourselves now, right? That's so cool. You know, and I got thinking after I started listening to that, it's like, did I say 1970 or did I say 1974? Because 1974 is the correct year, but I can't remember which one I said. So March 20th of 1974, live performance in Memphis. So if I didn't say it right now, I said it right, and I'm sorry if I mucked it up. Sometimes, I mean, you know, the old brain just doesn't quite want to step up and do what it's supposed to. It just kind of lays there and goes, no, I'm going to be a quivering jellyfish, and you can't make me do nothing. So, so okay. I'm just trying to debate whether I should tell some news I just got or not, but I don't think I will. It's not mine to tell, so I'll just leave it, and the person involved can let y'all know what the news is when they're ready to, okay? And, okay, oh my gosh, I've got 8 minutes left, kids. What is up with that? Jeez Louise, it's going fast. Thank you, God. I hate it when a show drags because you just kind of go, okay, how do I make this go faster? Can I make this go faster? I should make this go faster. You're sitting there saying it every way you possibly can, and it's not going to go any faster. So I'm going to play another Elvis song, and then we'll take care of whatever I need to say for my thank yous and goodbyes. And there it is. Okay. This is, I love this song. If I remember correctly, he did this song on Ed Sullivan, but this is not that take. I think this is the album take. of a song called Too Much.
Elvis Presley!
Well, honey, I love you,
I know.
Too much, I need your loving,
I know.
Too much, I want the thrill of,
I know.
Your touch, see, I can't hold you,
I know.
Too much, now you got me leaving, won't you leave me broken hearted, cause I love you too much. Well, every time I kiss your sweet lips, I can hear my heart go,
I know.
Flip, flip, I'm such a fool for your charms. Take me back, oh baby, in your arms. Now you got me started, don't you leave me broken hearted, cause I love you too much.
Too much.
I need your loving,
I know.
All the time, I need your hugging,
I know.
Please be mine, I need you near me,
I know.
Stay real close, please, please hear me,
I know.
You're the most, like to hear you sighing, even though I know you're lying, cause I love you too much,
too much.
Baby, in your arms, now you got me lying, even though I know you're lying, cause I love you too much,
too much.
I need your love all the time, I need your hugging, please be mine, please, please hear me, stay real close, you know that you are the,
you're the
most, now you got me started.
Boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Yes, I just love it. Anyway, that was the Ed Sullivan performance. So there you go. It's so fun to watch those because he's always laughing at those girls. It's still kind of, when he's doing this stuff here at Ed Sullivan, it's still kind of new to him. You know, all the girls going gaga nuts and all that stuff is still a little new. And he's so amused by it. I love watching his face. He tries very hard not to laugh at him, but sometimes he loses it. It's funny. It's funny. I love watching his face when he does his Ed Sullivan stuff. Well, hey, guys, you know what? I got 3 minutes left, so I got to hurry because I do have a song I'd like to play for you as an ending. But thank you for joining me today, even though I was 2 minutes late. I apologize for that. Sometimes stuff happens. What can you say, right? But I got here. That was the important part. I got here. And I think we had a good show. I really enjoyed bringing it to you. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing it. And I played
it was very
the
good.
Oh, thank you, thank you,
very
thank
good.
You.
Very good. I enjoy it.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. We need all the enjoyment we can get, especially when it's cold. So
oh,
I'm
yeah.
glad I'm not in California right now anticipating a tsunami. There's reasons I don't live in California still. I just don't even want to think about going back. That's okay. Pacific Northwest, I would go back. Yes, I would go back. But I'm okay here in Georgia, too. So, you know. Anyway, everybody in the chat, thank you for the variety of the discussions today. We had a good time. We had some good music. And it was great to have somebody to talk to about things, you know. I hope you enjoyed the JB songs. I hope you enjoyed the Elvis songs. I hope you enjoyed the other songs, the Donovan songs. And the Carl, what's his name? Anyway. And I'm going to take some acetaminophen and some aspirin after this and see if I can get, I'm going to have a big mug of coffee. That's what I need. I haven't had any coffee yet today. I'm in withdrawal. Oh, that's a terrible thing to admit. I normally drink 12 cups of coffee a day. I haven't had any yet today. I'm in withdrawal. I'm not really, it gives me an excuse to have a headache.
God.
Yeah, well, you know me. Anyway, okay. So thank you all. Thank you, Victoria, for hanging in there and listening. I hope you enjoyed your request, honey. And Sue, thank you for hanging in there through the whole time. I know your leg's hurting you, darling. And maybe you can get that taken care of at some point real soon, I hope.
I certainly hope so. And that's not my task. I'm tired.
Yes.
I will
definitely
keep you posted.
Yes, please do. Please do. You got my phone here, darling. And now this is what I'm going to play going out. You can leave in the middle if you want to. You can stay till the end. It's all up to you.
Would it be